welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Camille Bianchi. Triple murderer Aaron Patterson has been given a life sentence for killing three of her husband's family members and trying to kill another. The 50-year-old will not be able to get out of jail on parole for at least 33 years. Justice Beale said her crimes are among the worst to be committed.
Fixing a non-parole period is not to undervalue the horrendous nature of your offending. Your total effective sentence will be life imprisonment, and the period during which you will be ineligible for parole will be a very substantial one.
Victoria police say the stabbing deaths of two boys aged 12 and 15 in Melbourne are connected to gangs. However, the police say the boys were not gang members and may have been targeted by mistake. Dao Akwang's father says his son was returning home from a basketball game on the bus when he and two of his friends were attacked. Mr. Akwang is a security guard.
I protect people where I work, and no one protect my family at home. When you go to protect people outside, where you work, at work, and then you come home, the loved one is not there. What do we say? When we ask for answer, what killing our kids? Where's my son? You don't get answer. This case will be go on for months, for years.
Airline passengers could soon be given their money back if their flight is cancelled. Meetings are beginning today about a national plan that would make airlines have to help passengers if they change their flights. Refunds, access to food, and a place to stay are among the things airlines may have to give their customers. Transport Minister Catherine King says the government wants to hear from the public.
We're putting out this consultation paper today. It's the last round of consultation to get passengers to have their say. They can go to infrastructure.gov.au, get on the website and fill out a form quickly there to let us know what you would like to see as part of these Australian aviation consumer protections.
In tennis, Carlos Alcaraz has 1. The US Open Final, beating Jannik Sinner. It's the third Grand Slam in a row where Sinner and Alcaraz played against each other in a final. Alcaraz praised his competitor after the game.
Great level during the you know, every tournament you're playing. I'm seeing you more than my family, so it's Jesus. So it's it's great to share the court, to share the locker rooms, to share everything with you. Watching you improve every day, working really hard with your team, really great people around. So congratulations for everything you're doing.
That's the latest SBS News in Easy English.